Live from the Fortress of Freedom right here in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Wednesday, May the 29th, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Three, the U.S. Navy is a lot more involved in the search for extraterrestrials than we have been told before. In fact, a series of UFO sightings in 2014 and 2015 are back on the front page as the military admits there may actually be something going on. Number two, China lays down a new challenge in the widening trade battles with the United States and the Trump administration with a threat to restrict rare earth elements to the United States. These are critical to almost every high-tech construction project going on. And number one, the very best asset of all, the very best asset of all for Republicans everywhere is on tour again, that being, of course, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, whenever she speaks, Republicans everywhere rejoice. It's just true, isn't it? I mean, I said a long time ago, if Republicans want to be elected or if they have a district, maybe, where there's a tough race for a seat in Congress or for the United States Senate, there's a tough battle going on, what should they do? They should pay whatever it takes to get Hillary Clinton in there on a book signing deal, to do the tour with Bill, to do something like speak at a commencement ceremony for a college. Oh, yeah, that's going on today at Hunter College in New York. The former Secretary of State, the runner-up in the 2016 presidential election sweepstakes, continues to go out there and give her take on everything that's going on with the man that beat her, President Donald Trump, with the Republicans in general, with all sorts of outrageous comments. It seems that her bitterness knows no ends and no bounds. 2 years later, she's still trying to figure out why she lost. Hillary. Here's the question and the answer. Why Hillary? Answer Hillary. There you go. Pretty simple stuff. You lost because you're you. Do you run into anybody? Does anybody ever talk to anybody? Gosh, I just wish Hillary were president. I don't hear people say that. Do you say that? I don't know anybody that says that. Anyhow, here's a little sample of her, in case you missed it, from the last couple of days. Hillary Clinton's on a roll again. She's broken free of Bill in this whole failed speaking tour that they were originally charging, what, like $1,000 a ticket, and then they were giving tickets away just to fill some space in ever smaller venues. Anyhow, here's Hillary Clinton to give you a sample of why, when she speaks, Republicans should celebrate. It's bite number six.
The president and his cronies have been running around spreading a doctored video of Nancy Pelosi. Now, it is sexist trash. But it is also a sign that Trump is running scared. So if you believe in the rule of law, and the responsibility we all have to hold our leaders accountable, then we cannot relent on this front either.
You know, I get the feeling that President Trump is not, in fact, running scared. Can you imagine? I want you to imagine for a moment, if you will, what election night 2020 is going to be like. You know what happened in 2016? And sometimes when I just need a little pick-me-up in the middle of the day, I'm a little down. You know, just feel like a little bit of the doldrums. I need a real boost. I need a big smile on my face. I go back and tune up one of those YouTube compilation videos of the major networks realizing, my God, Donald Trump has won the election. It is the most fulfilling, enjoyable few moments of my day every day. And that'll just give you energy to go on for a few more days. I'm not kidding you. If you just want to enjoy the day and you're not feeling good and, you know, you're a little upset, just go back and watch the compilations of NBC or CBS or ABC or CNN, any of them. Pick one, doesn't matter. Great compilations out there that allow you to relive that moment when all of the prognosticators and pontificators and fornicators decided that they could tell you who was going to be president and realized they lost. Because it just wasn't that Hillary Clinton lost, it was that they lost. And I love certain images of Hillary. Makes her look extra, well, extra special. At any rate, again, my suggestion stands firm. If Republicans want to win in 2020, if there are tight races in places that it could go either way, the best thing to do to tip the scale is to get Hillary Clinton into town and campaign for that Democrat. Because nothing is more likely to get Donald Trump elected than the ongoing pity party for Hillary Clinton. This tour of bitterness, this tour of despair, this tour of blame. Everybody but me. That works for Republicans more than it works for anybody else. Speaking of running for president. Now, Bernie Sanders may be the oldest guy running on the Democrat side. And he may be a touch on the crazy side. But hey, at least he's a communist. You got that going for you. And that includes the government dictating to you are his ideas. He wants the government to dictate to you everything that goes on. How much money you make, a progressive tax scheme. He wants you to pay for health care and college and everything else. And in fact, when it comes to health care, he admits it's going to cost you more. And that's okay, because you deserve to pay more, because it's going to be better, because government is so good at running things. Says Bernie. Let's go to bite number one with Bernie Sanders. Bite one.
A fair question. How do you pay for them? Well, what we have chosen not to do, because it would just engender enormous debate, is to tell you how I'm going to raise every nickel in a $3.5 trillion budget. That's something that is going to have to be discussed. So I wanted to lay out the program as to what it would mean, and to tell you that it will cost you and ordinary Americans a lot less than you are currently spending on average. Okay? What it will probably end up looking like is a payroll tax on employers, an increase in income tax in a progressive way for ordinary people, with a significant deductible for low-income people who pay nothing for it. Upper-income people will pay more. But at the end of the day, these are the issues we have to deal with. And admittedly, this is a complicated issue. We've been wrestling with it for years.
Doesn't sound particularly complicated. You're going to raise business taxes. You're going to raise taxes on the individuals. You're going to redefine what rich is, and you're going to tell people you're doing better because you're not paying out those health care premiums, so actually you have more money. We all know none of that is true. We all know that when the government takes over 1/6 of the United States economy, it'll be a disaster for you, for me, for everybody. We know that. There's no question about it. It's not like it's up for debate. The government can't do anything efficiently. Again, what the government does well is build big machines that destroy other big machines and kill people. That's what the government does well. Beyond that, they have some challenges in a variety of areas. Healthcare? I don't want to trust my healthcare to the government and the bureaucracy and the independent payment advisory boards. I don't want to trust that. It's 14 after on a Wednesday. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today, or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee. Visit LansingGoRed.org for more information.